And only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys?
You are now tuned in to another episode of the podcast for September 11th, 2018. Guys, I didn't get my cast out yesterday, but better late than never. I did not want to miss putting this one out because, damn, that opener was just, it was terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. But hey, it's not the first time we started off bad. I did expect a lot more out of the offense. I really thought that we're going to have some new wrinkles. We're going to use Tavon Austin a certain way. You know, we're going to be throwing the ball down the field. Gallup and Hearns and Terrence Williams. Did he touch the ball more than once? I mean, geez. I mean, it was crazy. The O-line could not hold a glass of water. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about that, but it was just terrible. Dak, I mean, I know he was pressured. I know he's not a big thrower. I mean, before you get all crazy, no, Dak is not a big thrower. We know that. But he can throw the deep ball when he has time, and he has been successful with that. So I don't want to hear anything about him not being able to throw the deep ball. It's just that's not his thing. You want to call him dink and dunk Dak all you want, you can. Hey, Brady does it all the time, and look how successful he is. Our O-line just did not protect him. Even Zeke on one of the plays had a bad block. He got turned around. I don't know what happened, and I think Dak got sacked at that point there. But the O-line was folding in. The penalties that we had were ridiculous. The defensive side, they had penalties too, but I mean, they kind of made up for it for a lot of good play. But I want to stick with the offense right now. We know the offense was bad as far as the O-line. I mean, and that's exactly why, you know, we're going out looking for some guards, and I mean we're starting to make some moves now to try to fill the void, because what we have is just not working, obviously. It was a bad team to start with, because I'll tell you, Cam is a big dude. He is a big dude. The defense held themselves. I think they sacked him like four times, but yeah, I digress. Let's go back to the offense. Okay, so Swaim had some play, which was pretty cool. He had a nice little catch and run that was awesome. But the first half, I mean, things were just out of control. Towards the second half, things started coming together. The O-line started actually holding up a little bit, because Prescott was able to get a lot of throws in a row and start moving the ball. After Zeke's touchdown, he had a nice 2-point conversion. It actually worked out pretty good. What else do we have? Lyle Collins, man, jeez. Two penalties on him. The penalties were killing us. Maher, I mean, I know a lot of people, they're not happy with Dan Bailey leaving, or being let go, I should say, cut. I wasn't either, you know, and I'm still not, you know. But, I mean, obviously the front office is trying to do something. I mean, I really, for this whole thing that went on, I really look at Scott Linehan and Jason Garrett. Like I said before, I thought we were going to have some new things in place. Did it just not work out? Or did it just not execute properly? Or, you know, from the looks of it, they knew what we were doing. So, it's just ridiculous, guys. Michael Gallup, who I was hoping was going to do pretty well after seeing him in camp, he had an important drop during a game. Not really much more to say, except for the fact that the offense was a mess. It was just such a mess. Special teams, nothing really went on big with them. Tavon Austin did have a nice little return. I forgot how much it was for. It was like 10 or 15 yards, but it was a lot more than what was going on previous to that. Now the defense, I'm very excited about them. I'm very excited of what we have. I'm very excited that Chris Richard was able to work with these guys and get stuff going. Rod Marinelli has plenty of pass rushers. They're balling. The thing with Gregory, I'm not too sure what's going to go down with him, but ultimately, I think we'll be fine without him if they pull him again. I guess I haven't heard anything recently, but you know, I'm sure if he violated again, I just don't see them cutting him any slack. I mean, I'll be surprised if they say, hey, you know what, you've been doing pretty good up to now and blah blah blah, but I mean, they're gonna pull that dude. I really hope that it's not what it sounds like, because I mean, jeez, I mean, not just for him being on the field and, you know, his potential being good, but just for him. I mean, it's just like, how many times you're going to be warned? You have the opportunity that many, 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 many people out there miss and would die for. And you have this opportunity and you blow it 3-4 times in a row. You know, it's just ridiculous. But let's go on. D-Law, of course, you know, he did a good job, but he still had a couple penalties. Once again, the penalties were hurting us. He got a sack. What else did he do? Forgot else what it was, but I mean, he was balling. He was doing his thing. I mean, we had defensive guys all around the ball. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, deflected passes. I mean, who do you have? You had we had 1, 2, 3 three or four three and outs. Maybe only three, but it was impressive because Dallas's defense always just get pushed back until we finally get the ball back. The offense go out there and normally they ball and they get it done, and then the defense have to come back and they get pushed back and pushed back. But these guys were fighting. Cam is Cam. I mean, what are you going to do about Cam? I mean, we did sack him like 4 times, which was freaking great, which is another testament to how well the defense has developed since last year, with the addition of a few players and the development of current players, and just kind of like a new look, you know, the hot boys. I'm glad everything worked out well. Still got a long way to go, but it worked out well. Still penalties. Tyron Smith, I mean, he had a nice big giant costly penalty, his first one out, and he had another one later on. As far as the deflections, you know, Taco had his hands in everything, Sean Lee had his hands in everything, Crawford had his hands in everything. I mean, these boys were flying all over the place. DeMarcus Lawrence, man, he's just tackling the quarterback for a loss. I mean, Antoine Woods, I think his name is Antoine, but Woods penalty, you know. I mean, we got to clean this stuff up. Oh yeah, Malik Collins got a sack. I mean, come on now. This is great, huh? guys, the thing that you can take away from this is, first of all, it's only the first game. A loss is a loss, I know. But look who we have next. We have the Giants, and we're playing them at home. I'm not scared of these guys. They played just as much of a shitty game as we did. So yeah, both of us are going to be, you know, I remember, what was it, last year, it was us and the Cardinals, and we got into it. We both came in with the same record, and we lost to them. But you know what? I feel pretty good about this one here. I feel that Zeke is going to, you know, be able to open up a little bit. I think the O line is gonna, you know, they're gonna hold up, and I think Dak would be okay too. Ultimately, if we can just clean up the penalties and we can shore up the offense, get Dak a little bit more comfortable back there instead of scrambling around just throwing the ball. That's one good thing that he didn't do though. I mean, there was a couple times it could have happened, but he did not throw an interception. So, I mean, it's not all, you know, it looks very bleak. It looks bad. It looks like crappy play, but there are good things to take out of it. And all we can do is move forward, you know? So, I mean, let's do that. I mean, they're going to be. I'm going to tell you that. They're not worried about that first game. They're already on to the next one. And they're going to try to make a statement. And I am very excited to see what goes on. Hopefully I'm not coming back on here with some more, I don't know. You got to stay strong, right? Cowboys for life, baby. That's it, man. Ride or die. So let's do this. Nothing really. I don't really have too much here. I just wanted to mention how crappy the game was and how much of the offense had to do with it, how much the penalties had overall kind of killed our play, and I wanted to mention how the defense did really well as they could. I mean, our defense in the past, I mean, not way back, but in the past, you know, they'll come out clicking, everything is going good, and the offense is just not holding their part of the bargain. And then after a while throughout the game, the defense starts getting tired and they fizzle out, and then that's that. But these boys, they played. There was a little kind of like a little something, like a little bump, like in the second half, the beginning of the second half. But towards the end of the third and going into the fourth, they just started heating back up again. So press on, man. Press on. But other than that, I'll talk to you guys. Hopefully, maybe I'll put something out before the Giants game, but most definitely after. Hopefully, I can get this thing out on time next time. Just life is just too busy right now. I don't know how some people do it, but you know what? I'm trying. But hey, I'll see you next time. Gray Man out. Cowboys for life. Peace.